On this week's Arts Page, successful practitioners gather to talk theatre in honour of Mass Ran. And later, an item from our poetry books. Stay with us.
Hi, Ronnie, my devil!
On October 26, noted theatre practitioners came together for the Rennie Williams Symposium, part of activities to observe the 105th birthday of a man known in some circles as the father of Jamaican theatre, writer, folklorist, Randolph Mass Ran Rennie Williams. Students of drama, theatre and enthusiasts alike gathered at the Little Theatre to benefit from the knowledge of the six-member panel, furnished by writer-director Michael Holgate, theatre educator Dr. Brian Heap, writer-director Fabian Thomas, playwright and director Patrick Brown, actor Oliver Samuels, and director Paul O'Beal. The men took turns highlighting their entry into the theatre space and how they survived over the years, rubbishing the negative claims concerning a career in theatre. When asked how to handle the public perception of being an artist in an unappreciative world, Fabian Thomas had this response.
Treat it like chemistry, respect it like maths. Because some of us who like art, we don't respect it. We don't honestly see it as a legitimate subject, so we treat it like a hobby. Treat it with tenacity of the scientist and the mathematician and the economist, and follow it, learn everything you can.
On the matter of entering the world of theatre, some of the panelists shared that they had no formal training. Their debut came from opportunities which included auditions and getting advice from persons already in the industry. Michael Holgate is encouraging aspiring thespians to do just that.
Find mentors. If you have a mentor, you are already on a path to success. A mentor is someone who has been a certain place and can help you to get where they are. And so I have had a few mentors in my life, and I keep cultivating more and more. Sometimes I just go to people and say, you know, you'd be interested in mentoring me.
The symposium was organized by the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, an agency in the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport. JCDC Executive Director Orville Hill, representing Culture Minister Olivia Grange, commended the organizing team, touting the event as a necessary way to honor Mass Ran's memory.
This is an invaluable opportunity for theatre students and aspiring playwrights, actors and directors to learn the careers, do's and don'ts firsthand from these industry stalwarts.
Rennie Williams was a dramatist, a comedian, as well as a radio and television host. He was a pantomime player for many years and was the host of the television series The Rennie Williams Show. His work in film includes A High Wind in Jamaica, Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Jamaica No Problems, and The Marijuana Affair. From our poetry books this week, Rennie Williams himself delivers an excerpt from Race Day, originally broadcast on radio in 1980, shortly after his death.
You see races? I used to go races every race day, man. And every time I buy a horse, man, I lose, couldn't win nothing. And I have a friend, man. Every time him go races, perhaps him just win. Perhaps him win all the while. So one day, man, I said to him, "Hey, listen, pal, line me up, man. Tell me something now. Oh, every time you go races, you win. And every time I go races, I lose." "Mr. Ronnie, listen to me now. Tonight, when you go into your bed, get yourself a red pajamas. You have red pajamas?" "I said, yes, man, me a red pajamas." "Sit down on your bed and knock your pillow four times. And when you knock your pillow four times, go and sleep, and you're bound to dream the horse is going to win." I said, "God, beautiful." So the next race meet, man, a dream, man. That's a four horse in the paddock, man. And a man pine to number four and say, "This is the winner." I said, "Good, brother." The next morning, man, I jump up, man, I run down to my dinner table, man. When I look on my plate, I see four slices of bread. As I arrive at the ticket place, man, at the racetrack, so, man, I run to the ticket, man. I say, "Sir, give me four tickets for number four." And I'm giving the ticket to them, man. And if I ask them, line up before the gate, man. And when I say, "Go, man, hear me, go on, number four." And number four come in fourth.
Join us every last Friday of the month to hear more poems from our poetry books feature. And that's all we have time for. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.